Have you ever been on your own before?
No, never.
Your last relationship lasted how many years?
Around 12.
And the dog?
My brother. He was here a couple of years ago, but he didn't make it.
Did you read the leaflet?
Yes, I did.
As you understand from your brother's experience,
if you fail to fall in love with someone during your stay here, you'll turn into an animal. As an animal, you'll have a second chance to find a companion. Now, have you thought of what animal you'd like to be if you end up alone?
Yes, a lobster.
A lobster is an excellent choice.
Okay, here's the deal. If nothing else, The Lobster is one of the most unique and bizarre movies you'll likely see all year. And for the most part, it's superbly entertaining. The story takes place in an alternate world where single people are rehabilitated in retreats and turned into animals if they can't find a mate. Colin Farrell plays a lonely man who ends up finding love after escaping the retreat and joining a resistance movement. There's a lot of subtext in The Lobster, hiding under its dry humor and subdued delivery. It's an uneasy look at a different world with the same kind of awkwardness we face in daily life presented in a way that seems only slightly odd. The last half of the film isn't nearly as strong as the first half, but overall it fits together. It's not going to be for everyone, but The Lobster is a nice catch if you can tolerate a bit of alternative and subversive cinema. The Lobster gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.